Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of age or circumstance. My passion comes from my husband passing away at 44. He didn't know he wasn't going to get to do all the things he wanted to do someday after he retired at 55. So my message is, now is your life. You don't know how much time you get, so get out there and really live it. And from my perspective, I believe that COVID played a really big role in how others are living their lives. Some have made decisions that they simply could not continue working in the corporate culture and have opted to do work they love as opposed to making the bigger, fatter salaries. Some have decided that they can work from home and live where they really want to live. And some have come up with a strategy to incorporate a different lifestyle to better complement and live a life that they value. My guests today have pretty much done that, all of the above, and I find their story to be incredibly inspiring and compelling for all of us. My guests are Kirk and Mary Jo Ayers, and individually, they have some very impressive resumes and work-related accomplishments. COVID gave them a chance to reevaluate and make some very different life choices. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, Mary Jo and Kirk will join us to share their inspirational story of what they're doing now and how they got there. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. And I'm your host for the show. I am Lissa Marquardt, and I'm a certified career coach. My guests today are Kirk and Mary Jo Ayers. They are ski and snowboard instructors up at Schweitzer, and Kirk is the mountain host supervisor as well. They have a whole lot of a backstory on different career backgrounds that they have and some that they're continuing, and looking forward to sharing those with all of you. I had the fortunate opportunity to meet Kirk and Mary Jo through mutual friend, and as I've gotten to know them better, I just really felt that they have a great story of their lifestyle journey and something that I think a lot of people could be compelled to make some changes in their life after hearing about it. So glad you guys could be on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I was thinking about how I finally met you guys. I had heard your names just from mutual friends and had no idea what you guys looked like. And then we were sitting at Chimney Rock and I was having a glass of wine and you guys were sitting next. And we just had like this casual exchange of conversation. All of a sudden I was like, oh my God, so you're Mary Jo. And then it was like, then I realized that I had talked to Kirk on the chair at one point going up the mountain, and he had almost convinced me that I'd wanted to be a mountain host. Oh,
I do like to chat it up on the chairlift.
I commonly hear that story. You all have been.
And it was just so much fun for me to go like, oh my gosh, there you guys are. They're real people. So, and I was so excited to get to know a little bit about you then. But as I've gotten to hear more about your story, I think it's absolutely fascinating. So I know we briefly have discussed a little bit of where you started, at least from your transition to moving up this way and kind of making some big lifestyle changes. But maybe if we could go back a little to those days of COVID when things were starting to make some changes for people in their lives. And I think people were given the opportunity to make some different decisions, albeit maybe not always the most comfortable, but still, it was an opportunity. And so maybe you guys, and you guys can both just interject as you feel compelled to, but what was going on with you guys kind of at the beginning of all of that?
At the beginning of COVID?
Yeah.
You know, I was working a lot and was in my position with the enterprise and had a corporate role. And
I might interject here just a little bit because we had recently moved to California and he had switched job positions then mainly because, you know, our boys had moved west, and I was wanting to make a change then to be west and not in the Midwest anymore because of our family and our boys. And
yeah, sure.
And so we got a great opportunity with Enterprise for Kirk to go back and work in California. So this had just recently happened.
Yeah. And wow. So, and we were at the point where we knew we could retire. So we were fortunate financially to be in that position. But, you know, I loved my job and the people that I was working with. And so I wasn't really sure when retirement would ever happen. And Mary Jo used to always say, "You'll never retire." And she was,
I think you would.
And she was probably right.
Well,
but
I'm not sure he has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a few things going on.
Yeah.
But so when COVID happened, I just knew that business would be much different and it would be a much different financial outlook.
And also with, you know, being almost 30 years with the company, we had, and I say we because I felt like I was a big part of Enterprise also, which I loved. I truly did. There was a lot of fun along with, you know, that high, fast pace and all that. Okay. But we had gone through some of those highs and lows, and being at his level, you know, we took the hits. We, you know, we'd been through it.
Yeah.
And so as this
So an example, like the financial crisis of 08, business suffered for a while.
Sure.
9/11, business suffered for a while. And so anyways, when COVID happened, we knew that the business was going to suffer for an unknown amount of time.
Yeah.
And so with that, kind of looking at that and thinking, you know, is was it a sign? And I looked at it as it was a sign that this was the right opportunity to think about what the next chapter looks like. And so I had a conversation with Mary Jo that I thought would be a long, drawn-out conversation, but it was, "Hey, I'm thinking about retiring." She's like, "Great, let's do it. Done."
I know.
Literally, that's how
I
it went.
That.
And I'm like, "Oh, well, are you sure? Like, things would be a little different?" Yeah, great, let's do it. Done.
I know. Well, because I thought, you know what? We can make this work. I just knew. I thought was fortunate what we had. And yes, things would have been different had he continued. But man, it's been fun. And it's been like, ever since then, it was like, I would never have turned things around or done it differently for all the money in the world. Because like what you say, what we have is living.
Yes, like, yes.
Yeah, we're having fun every single day. And I went from having, and again, I loved my job, but I went from a high stressed scenario 24/7 to I really have no stress in my life.
And we're so lucky because we didn't think about it like it wasn't presented to us as, you know, gosh, you're miserable or anything. Like,
sure.
Or you're not doing the things you want to do. Nothing like that was – we didn't have those thoughts.
Right.
We were just – COVID made it happen that we took this path and we wouldn't have known how great it was. Like,
See, I love that. And I really say there are some things that have come out of COVID that even though we all hated that time, some of the ripple effects have been pretty amazing for people.
Yeah.
And I love that. One of the things I know we talked about before was that transition from being in a corporate career where you're used to climbing the ladder, playing by the rules, meeting the bottom line, and all that goes with that and the identity that you create in doing that and then letting it go.
Yeah.
And you were pretty young.
Yep.
So
52.
How did that go?
I think Mary Jo has some thoughts on that.
She's got her hand up.
Do you want to jump in before I answer that?
I'm just not sure how you're going to answer that. I feel like
it took me a good 30 days to kind of figure out what I was going to do with my time.
30 days to finish the rails. I'm like,
I'm not a home improvement guy at all, but I did take on a home improvement project for those first 30 days and quickly realized that I'm not a home improvement guy. I already knew that, but for some reason I thought that it might be a thing But quickly realized that that wasn't for me.
No, and not then, quickly. The day started at 5 a.m. and he would prep us all by saying where he'd be working that day and what hour of the day we'd like to sign up to help because we were all going to help for 1 hour.
Like I said, for the first 30 days, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do with my time. But then I started thinking, like, what are the things that I want to do, you know, goals that I've had that have never had the time to accomplish, et cetera. And so, I started doing some things that are kind of funny, but I always thought it'd be fun to get into background acting and, you know, Hollywood, because we spend, you know, almost half the year in California. And so I signed up for background acting. I started taking guitar lessons, got involved with some boards. Still have some business interaction. So it's been fun.
Okay, the background acting. I'm sorry. I just have to jump in on that one a little bit. I mean, you know, I lived in California, never once thought about doing background acting. I mean, there must have been something inside you that was just kind of calling your name.
So the way that happened, I'll try to condense it, but our kids did some background acting when they were younger during the summer when they were out in Hermosa Beach with Mary Jo.
They call it extras. Extras. Acting, but you're really just, it's extras, like how they, you know, fill in the background with people.
Okay. You're just a body.
And so the kids did it, and, you know, they were on some pretty fun projects, I thought. And so I was kind of jealous at the time when, you know, they'd spend the day with Mark Harmon on CSI or whatever. Wow. And I was like, wow, that's super cool. I'm like, to my family at that time, I'm like, when I retire, I'm going to do that. And then I kind of forgot about it until I retired. And then I was like, yeah, you know, I think I want to do that. And so I literally just signed up and started going to, you know, and again, wasn't looking for a full-time thing, just looking for fun. I would have done it for free. They actually pay you, but I would have done it for free. And so I started going to, you know, these movie and TV, you know, productions and being a background actor, and it was super fun. And I can't help myself, so I network, because from a business perspective,
sure,
I network, I talk to people, I introduce myself to the directors, the producers, and then, you know, long story short, next thing I know, I'm on this board for this film studio. I'm making movies. I'm an executive producer. I got speaking lines. I got my SAG card. And still, I do it for fun. I'm not doing it for money. It's not a full-time thing. But it is truly a fun experience. I love it.
You know, that is such a good message right there for people listening, is that, you know, if there's something that you said, you were a little jealous, it's like, and what you did was you took the next step. And if there's one thing I always try to tell people, if they're looking for what do you want to do next in your life, is something that's just calling your name. You don't have to commit 100%. Just, like, look it up on the computer, whatever it is, and let one foot just follow the other one if that's what you feel like doing. Yeah. And I love how that played out.
Literally what I did. I looked up background acting, and it pops up Central Casting in LA.
Which the boys were there too.
Yeah.
And they called it their crap job.
Yeah, the boys did not enjoy it like I did.
Oh,
but,
interesting.
So I literally...
A different perspective.
And they would make fun of him. And then he would say, well, Dad, I've got more jobs you might like that I did.
Could you fill in for me?
When I win my first Academy Award, then they'll be like, "Gosh, I wish I would have stuck with it."
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding. I'm not in it for that. I'm just having fun.
But you never know.
You never know.
You never know. Well, and then you're still invested in that and still spending time.
Yeah,
with that.
You know, as soon as the ski season ends, we're heading back to California. I get requests daily for different jobs. Again, I don't want to do it every day, but what I do is I look at the invites that I get and I look them up, and if there's something fun or there's a famous actor or actress that I think would be cool to do a project with, then I will say yes. So I've had the, you know, good fortune of doing projects with Steve Carell and Seth Rogen and Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Garner and many others. It's just fun. I just love it. I think it's great. Yeah.
Okay, so we just have a few more seconds before we go to break, but I'm just curious so why do they pick you, and does everybody get picked like that?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. I think when you've done a certain number of projects, then you get more requests. And I'm a SAG member, and so that's the Screen Actors Guild. Actors Guild. And so because I'm part of the SAG, I get more requests than I think what the normal person would get. But at the beginning, I wasn't getting a bunch, and so you kind of got to work your way to get to that point.
Great. So now we got to get back there so you can fill all those requests.
That's right.
Anyway, it's time for us to take a break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. And I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt. I'm a certified life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs, regardless of age or circumstance. My guests today are Mary Jo and Kirk Ayers, and they have a very interesting story about how they ended up in Sandpoint and are doing work and living a lifestyle that they genuinely love. And before we went to break, Kirk was telling us about his adventures and how he ended up in the film industry. And I think one of the things that is interesting, because you alluded to this, is that you're going back to California.
Correct.
Okay, so that must have been part of the decision-making. Well, let's back up one other thing. So here you are, you make this decision to retire. You're taking on home improvement projects, decide that's not it. You end up getting involved in doing movies and Screen Actors Guild and things like that. So, okay, so you're in the middle of that. Somewhere along the line, Sandpoint came into the picture. How did that play into this whole?
Well, we had, so we had purchased a lot at Schweitzer.
There's a little more to that. We wanted a ski in, ski out. And
That's true.
And the reason why I say there's more to that is because you, Kirk, had been looking at places that, like Tahoe, California.
Oh, sure.
And Steamboat a little bit. A lot of people at Enterprise had places also in Utah, and these were people that we'd known, you know, practically his entire career there. And so we were considering places like that, and I wanted to come home. All of a sudden I said, I want to come home, go home. So Kirk started skiing in college. I'd been skiing since I was a little girl.
And snowboarding in college.
Snowboarding.
I didn't start skiing until retirement. That was one of my retirement goals.
Or one of the others.
Yeah, you got to have things to work on.
One of the many.
And you still have time.
Right? So this was kind of funny and interesting because I was going to convince him that one of the places that I love to ski, he would love to live. Mm. And it wasn't working out. I took him to different places and he wasn't feeling it. And then all of a sudden I said, Schweitzer. I loved Schweitzer. When we were at WSU, I used to ski there, and we would ski to our friend's cottage or their family cottage. And so we got online and looked. And
I'd never heard of Schweitzer before. Even though we both went to Wazoo.
Wow.
I learned how to snowboard with my buddies at Mount Spokane. I'd never been to Schweitzer, never heard of it. So when she said Schweitzer, I'm like, where in the heck is Schweitzer?
I don't even know if he said where in the heck. I think he looked it up and went, whoa, those are great prices. And he bought one. And I went, wait, what? He bought a lot.
Wow.
I was fixated on Tahoe. I wanted to be at Tahoe. I wanted to ski in, ski out. The prices are X there, and it's pretty expensive. And that's what I was looking at. And when she said Schweitzer, and there's a lake, and I looked it up, and everything she said was accurate, and then I saw the pricing, and I was like, bam, I'm buying it. Yeah. And so
I was like, wait,
that was
what?
A while ago.
2016. And so then when we came to visit, I was just like, oh, gosh, I was in college. I hope it was as great as I thought.
Yeah, we purchased it. I'd never been here.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
You're one of those people that we hear about. It's like they buy stuff without even coming here.
I know. Well, I love that. I guess there was a little bit of trust in that. I was like, I just remember trees and skiing in the trees, and I felt lost.
Mary Jo said it was amazing, and I saw the price, and that's all I needed to know. I'm like, done deal.
So that's how we ended up here.
I love that. Absolutely love that. And then, okay, so what was the transition like?
Well, so we we started coming to Schweitzer more and more often, even when I was still working and I'd fly in from St. Louis.
We built the house not knowing if how much we built it so that it would have rental possibilities.
Gotcha.
And we sort of also wanted it to be like our home in Hermosa Beach, where we could live on the top and rent the bottom, or, you know, whatever, had options.
Sure.
And then I did start driving out here because my son was at WSU. And so I would drive from Missouri with the dogs to here and stay the winter. And I would pick him up at the airport. So everything would be easy for him to come in, ski, love it, go back, work. And I was just here.
Yeah, I'd fly in on the weekends.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, both of our boys are at Wazoo, and they want to come up skiing every weekend. And then we just started coming more and more and more. So in retirement, it was a very easy transition. Yes. Hey, winners, we're going to Schweitzer.
Well, and everything was shut down, but we could ski here.
Yes.
So that was the first winter that we lived here.
Yeah.
And started making friends. And then ski school came along, because I had been doing the Nice Turns clinics, which were so much fun.
As a participant.
Okay. And the coach of that, her and I became friends. And she, you know, I kind of was like, gosh, I'd love to have a job. And she's like, well, you could do this. You know, and I thought, well, I don't know how to teach people how to ski. And she said, we can teach you how to teach people to ski.
Nice.
And they do. I had no idea. There was this whole world of, you know, PSIA and ski instruction and everything to help you learn to coach and teach you how to teach. And I just became obsessed with it. I just thought, and this was not something I had ever planned. I didn't have this as my dream. Like you said, you know, I just had never planned that.
Yes.
But love it. I love the people that I work with. I love the people that come to learn to ski. And they're on vacation and you're part of their experience. And, you know, for me, I'm obsessed.
Well, and I love it. Again, another really good message, so similar to Kirk's, is like, you know what? You didn't plan it out. So many people get so stressed out, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's like, just like, look at everything with eyes of fascination. And if it just the slightest bit of interest, like, just check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you just basically said, I want a job. But look what happened. It just like unfolded for you.
I had, no clue. And then.
And she's an amazing instructor, by the way. she is. She's good.
Well, I know she is because she's very, very technical, and you know, you can point out all sorts of little things and big things, and you know, and that, but you're really passionate about it. It's not even just like, you know, you go through some rote kind of checklist. It's like, no, you can kind of live and breathe it in ways that I think make it very unique and special. So,
but it's
fun. Kudos to you.
Really gratifying, I guess, or.
Right.
When somebody all of a sudden sees improvement in themselves.
Yeah. It's huge.
And they get excited, and then I get even more excited. So it's just this, you know, I really love that. And then Kirk was envious that I got to be in morning clinics before other people had been on the mountain. So Kirk decided he wanted to be a ski instructor.
Yeah, and there's a little bit more to it. That is a huge part of it, but.
When
I first got to the mountain, I saw the people that were the mountain hosts on the mountain, and I just thought that looked awesome. And so I just started networking and meeting them, and kind of, because it's a very desired position, and so it's not easy to get in.
I've heard.
And so I literally just started networking with everybody and got my way into that position, and I loved it, and I still do. It's awesome. I'm now the supervisor. But what I found, because I was a snowboarder, and I love snowboarding, but sometimes if you haven't had snow in a few days or a week, I found I wasn't motivated to go out.
Right.
And so I needed a new challenge, and I thought, you know what? On these days where I'm not motivated, I'm going to learn how to ski. I'd always made fun of skiers my whole life because I was a snowboarder. And so now I was like, I'm going to learn how to ski. And one of the benefits of being a ski instructor is you get they have all these clinics to help you become a better coach and instructor and skier. And I thought, what an excellent opportunity. I could do this as well because Mary Jo loved it. And so that's how I got into it.
Totally loved that.
So I signed up to be a snowboard instructor, but then I quickly became a ski instructor, which was funny, but now I do both.
Love it. And we're going to hear a little bit more about that too. But again, we have to go to break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show to inspire making the best of the rest of your life. I'm your host. I'm Lissa Marquardt. My guests today are Kirk and Mary Jo Ayers, and they are currently ski and snowboard instructors up at Schweitzer, and Kirk is also the supervisor for the Mountain Hosts. And so I'm sad that we're getting to the top of this show and having to end, but I just I love all the stories that you guys have about how you just stepped into new and different things, and whether it's because you're jealous of somebody else doing it or something else just, you know, came along and inspired you to do so. But, you know, you've got such good dynamic energy of making that flow together, and that's fun. And, you know, the fact that you guys are what I think sounds like you are really living your dream. So, like, just give us an example of, like, you know, like, how have your lives changed since you let go of that lifestyle that so many people are living in the corporate life, where no matter where they live? So what are some of the biggest takeaways that you guys are getting to experience right now?
I feel like I've eliminated almost all of the stress in my life, and that makes life really wonderful.
Yeah.
And also, just having a lot of fun. You know, we just do the things that are fun for us. And, we're just taking advantage of the great opportunity that we have that we can do all that stuff.
Yep.
I love the freedom to just be where I want to be and see who I want to see and see more people in my life, you know, that I would be difficult he was working and we lived somewhere else to make happen. Right. I have a very ill friend that I was able to go see, and I will be able to see her more, which, you know, wouldn't have been possible if they were still working that way. And, you know, these are the relationships are everything, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And and for me, definitely I've reconnected with tons of my buddies from college. That's
been fun.
You know, for 30 years, I was, you know, we were living all over North America, and I was working tons of hours, and it was just nonstop. And again, I loved it, but I didn't have time to stay connected with people.
Yep.
And now, you know, another one of my hobbies, Mary Jo loves all my hobbies, is I manage all these multiple fantasy football leagues for all my college buddies.
Fun.
And, you know, now we're up to 60 guys and growing, and my goal is to get it up over 100. And so we get together and we host, you know, weekends in California and weekends up here at Schweitzer with all of our buddies. And we talk all the time. We got these giant group texts, and it's just fun.
I love
that. The people that, you know, haven't talked to in 30 years, and now we're our buddies and we're chatting all the time, and it's fun.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing that I think is amazing is that, you know, you guys, you're at an age where you can physically go and do the thing. I mean, you're both obviously very physically oriented in what kind of drives you and excites you to do. And that keeps you connected to people in ways that when people wait, like, so I have so many clients that they choose to wait to retire until they're late 60s, early 70s, and their lives have already changed where the kind of the physical stuff is not so much happening, and their worlds get smaller, unfortunately.
Right.
So, you know, I think part of what I try to encourage people to do is if it is possible for you to reduce how much you're working or change your job or move somewhere else, so you can have fun while you still feel like it.
But
it's kind of a hard message to get because everybody has this arbitrary amount of money that they have to make and they have to work to such and such an age. And so, but that's why I love your voice of saying, well, you know what? We chose to do it a different way, and how inspiring it could be for people to be able to do that. And I think that you're out there working with people at Schweitzer is probably, you're probably a great venue for them to get that exposure as well. So,
yeah, so
totally love that.
And it's been really fun working at Schweitzer. So now we have this whole network of friends that we didn't have before. You know, I work with all these different mountain hosts that are all great, have all different backgrounds, and we got all the ski instructors and snowboard instructors, and we've just got this whole new network of people that we can hang out with.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's
and then
really
you can
great.
Go back to California, and you probably have the same thing going on there, and it's a nice existence for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So if someone is perhaps sitting in a situation where you guys were you know, before you made the decision, and even though it seemed to have come pretty easily for you.
I think it was easier for Mary Jo than me.
Yeah, that's true.
I do think there is a part where you're just like, well, I'm going to throw it out there, and I'm going to try it, and I could still find work. I could still figure out something, but I think it'll work out. So there's a bit of a risk there for sure.
Right.
But, you know, I always have this thing where I will say to him, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to throw it out there.
See what happens.
I bet it'll work out.
That's true.
You know.
I love that. Any quick advice from you, Kirk?
Yeah, I think you said it earlier, because you don't know how long you're going to be here. So you got to enjoy it. And I worked with a lot of people that, to your point, would work until they couldn't really enjoy the fruits of their labor. And I knew I didn't want to be that person, but it was going to be very difficult to walk away because I had a great job and I truly loved what I did. But, you know, COVID gave me that opportunity. So, like you said, some good things came from COVID. And for us, that was a good thing and gave us the opportunity to reassess where we're at and what we wanted to do for the rest of our lives. And I'm glad we made the decision because it's been really fun.
Yeah, it's been a fun path.
I love it.
A little unpredictable.
But that's okay. If we always knew, it wouldn't be as much fun, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time for us to end the show. And I just want to thank you guys so much. And if you want a really good snowboard instructor or a really good ski instructor, ask for either Kirk or Mary Jo. And I'm sure they would love to accommodate
you.
Absolutely. I'm running out of time, but not this year, maybe next year. Anyways, thank you so much for listening in today. Be sure to join me next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it. You don't know how much time you get.